Ars 11 Crore ICU Scam Rocks Nashik. Forged license 11 tenders 1. COVID era hospital fraud exposed. Sit probe unmasks procurement corruption. Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News exclusive. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SET, has exposed a Ars 11 Crore modular ICU scam in Nashik and Malagaon hospitals during COVID-19. A forged license firm won 11 tenders, breaching procurement laws. The fraud's scope may reach a 50 crore statewide, prompting blacklisting, criminal charges, and calls for healthcare procurement reform. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has uncovered a shocking multi-crore scam involving the construction of modular ICUs at Nashik District Hospital and Malagaon General Hospital during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to official records, a bogus license-forged company was awarded multiple tenders, causing an estimated Rs 11 crore loss to the government, a figure that could rise to Rs 50 crore as the fraud's full scale emerges. Bogus company awarded 11 high-value contracts investigations reveal that the fraudulent firm, Chronovative PowerTech Pfidet Ltd., CPPL from Thane District, was awarded the ICU project without proper verification of its licenses or compliance. Rs 3.37 crore was paid for just 50% completion of the modular ICU tender. Rs 7.65 crore was dispersed through 10 other equipment procurement tenders, including ventilators, Holter monitors, and critical care devices. In total, Rs 11.02 crore in public funds was transferred to the bogus firm, with payments processed despite mounting complaints about irregularities. Tender irregularities during COVID-19 crisis. In 2021-2022, under the ECRP2 scheme, Nashik District Hospital was sanctioned a 30-bed modular ICU and Malagaon General Hospital, a 10-bed facility. Without state-level approval, the project was initiated, bypassing procedural safeguards. When the Directorate of Health Services flagged excessive expenditure and lack of approval, the then-district civil surgeon submitted a revised Rs 6.74 crore proposal, reducing cubicle partitions but not lowering the base cost. This raised further suspicion of inflated pricing and deliberate cost padding. Forged licenses and regulatory red flags. A special three-tier investigation, two at the divisional level and one at the state level, confirmed major violations. The FDA Thane Joint Commissioner verified that CPPL's drug license and annual balance sheet certificates were forged. The SIT's report also cites that a district hospital employee's wife and father were shareholders in the same company, breaching Maharashtra's public procurement policy and indicating collusion between officials and the contractor. Financial misconduct and policy violations. The Audit and Finance Department of the Zilla Parishad completed its review in July, recommending that CPPL be blacklisted immediately. Criminal proceedings be initiated against all involved officials and employees. The procurement policy violations be documented as a formal case study for state-level compliance training. Former Nashik Zilla Parishad CEO Ashima Mittal has directed the district civil surgeon to file criminal charges against the accused officials and company representatives. SIT's assessment and statewide impact. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, warns that CPPL, leveraging its Nashik work orders, has secured contracts in several other Maharashtra government hospitals. If similar fraudulent practices are confirmed in these projects, the scam's total value could exceed Rs 50 crore. The SIT's findings raise urgent questions about public procurement oversight, healthcare project monitoring, and corruption safeguards during emergency tenders. Health department insiders admit that COVID-era procurement, rushed under crisis conditions, created loopholes ripe for exploitation. Key facts at a glance. Primary scam location, Nashik District Hospital, Malagaon General Hospital. Main accused company, Chronovative PowerTech Pht. Ltd., CPPL. Confirmed fraud amount, R 11.02 crore. Potential total exposure, up to Rs 50 crore statewide. Nature of fraud, forged licenses, inflated costs, tender process violations, policy breach, public procurement rules, conflict of interest laws. Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, will continue to track this case with a focus on unearthing similar frauds in Maharashtra's healthcare infrastructure projects and pushing for systemic procurement reforms.